This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, don't forget, as the season quickly approaches, right, what we've said is there's a game on Saturday. You can hear that here on 96.5 The Fan, Chiefs versus Cardinals. And you can hear Ferns on Deck show starting at 5 o'clock on 610 AM as they will take on the Minnesota Twins over the weekend. They will play Boston for three. We'll dive back more into that Royals team and that schedule that is the next six games on this gauntlet of a road trip. You've already won two out of three.
Hell of a start.
So at least go win four more games. However you do it, just win four more games and you've done exactly what you need to do. Hell, win five. Who cares? Yeah. Right? Win as many as you possibly can this time of the year. And then you've got the Chiefs playing on Saturday, like we had mentioned, against Arizona Cardinals. You can hear on 96.5 The Fan. Three games Thursday as well. And don't forget Sunday, August 10th. That's right. Sunday's already the 10th. A lot of announcements. I feel like church doing the morning announcements. We've got Max Fantasy Football Show returning on Sunday. So drafts will start happening, of course, obviously during Labor Day weekend. August 31st is probably when a lot of people will have their drafts, or September 1st. So August 10th, get all your information with Mac on Sunday starting at 9 a.m. here. And then don't forget Thursday on this station, on this show, is Travis Kelce Day. 8-7 for 87 here on 96.5 The Fan, as we do all things Travis Kelce on the day. Phone calls, texts, interviews, conversations, all involving Travis Kelce, as we, as ourselves, get geared up for this season. Somebody who's not ready for this season is Jerry Jones.
Yeah, Jerry Jones. I don't think his team is quite ready for this season, but maybe they are ready for this season, because Jerry Jones is the P.T. Barnum of our day, as we've talked about. The put up the circus tent and have the bearded lady and the trapeze artist and all this stuff and the unicorn, and everybody goes and watches this circus sideshow that's going on in Dallas. He does a great job from deflecting from his team at all times. And it feels like with this Micah Parsons thing right now, we're watching Jerry Jones, who probably realizes his team isn't that good this year. He's going to deflect away from that and make it all about this Micah Parsons stuff. But the thing about it is, he's a marketing genius, right? We know that. At the end of the day, we see this every year, seemingly, with Jerry Jones, right? We saw it with Dak Prescott. Now we're seeing it with Micah Parsons. We've seen it with players over the years.
CeeDee Lamb was one.
CeeDee Lamb was another one, obviously. We saw it back in the day with Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman and these guys. Like, Jerry Jones will fight with these guys in public. They will talk about these contracts in public. It will act like it's going nowhere. And then right at the eve of the beginning of the season, they get these deals done with these players all the time because they're good football players. That's the one thing about the NFL. 99% of the time, good football players do not get away from the teams that they are on. And when they do hit free agency, some do get away because their current team doesn't want to overspend. But if you're a good player like Micah Parsons is, man, like, that guy's going to get paid by the Dallas Cowboys. He's one of the few players that you don't allow to leave during free agency. You don't let him get to that spot where he does have that opportunity to go. I know he's requested a trade and all of that kind of stuff. I think all that's just showmanship right now. And then, of course, Jerry Jones getting into it last night with Jay-Z and getting getting into it with Dez Bryant and stuff of that nature. Like, this guy is putting on one hell of a distraction from how bad his 9-8 football team's going to be this year. It really is. I mean, when you're bringing Jay-Z and Dez Bryant in for no apparent reason, you're really going out there and trying to put down together a distraction to deflect from your team.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
Speaking of a wet biscuit, I don't know what to believe in Chicago Bears camp. I really don't. Like, here's something that they won't show you in the media. Kayla Williams making a great play down the field, running on the go and hitting somebody crossbody for, you know, a 25-yard pass. And then it's, boy, Kayla Williams' camp has really been sad and struggling and all this sort of stuff. So I have no idea what's like. Whereas I know what's going on in Dallas, and I know that Jerry Jones is trying to keep his team relevant because they're the third best team in that division. Which they are.
They are.
Right? Philadelphia, yeah. Washington, and Dallas.
Giants may pass them this year.
Well, we'll see. And then there's like the other like non-Chiefs sort of football topic for this is that like I'm on Bob's side when it comes to media and training camps because what are we doing to Caleb Williams?
Right.
Like, why can't we just let the kid play? Like, why can't we let them, like, they walked, they had to slow everything down. And it's called a walkthrough. He's got a new offense coordinator. If you think Andy Reid's playbook is very, I don't know, very tedious, I would assume Ben Johnson's is the same way. We watched how Detroit's offense is so different moving parts, all these trick plays, all this sort of stuff. Ben Johnson's offense is going to be incredibly hard to understand too. And then there's Caleb Williams out here who is a first round pick. Like, they won't, like, Cam Ward will never get this much notoriety as Caleb Williams had.
Well, I think Caleb Williams right now will be the most scrutinized quarterback of the NFL season. Everybody is watching that guy. It was a terrible weekend for him on the internet. Say it however you want. There were so many defamatory, if you will, videos that were thrown out there for Caleb Williams. It's almost like he doesn't stand a chance because every time he does something good, people are rushing to put 10 bad videos out there. I'm not a believer in Caleb Williams. That's just my opinion on it. But if he does well, he does well. I mean, you can't take away from it. I'm not pushing the narrative that I think Caleb Williams and I'm trying to force Caleb Williams to be a failure in the NFL. I have no say over that. That's just my opinion. I just don't think he's that good as a quarterback. You had J.J. McCarthy looking awesome this weekend. You have, obviously, Jared Goff doing his thing. People are falling back in love with Jordan. And now all of a sudden, Caleb Williams is getting the short end of the stick. But he will be, I promise you, and already has been, the most scrutinized quarterback going into the season this year. And it's not even close. More people and more fan bases are paying attention to Caleb Williams than we are any other quarterback out there right now. And I guess it's a divided house when it comes to Caleb Williams. I don't know, but he is the most polarizing and most scrutinized quarterback in the NFL. And I don't even know who number two is on that list right now.
Yeah, I saw a funny tweet that was like, man, if you were just on Twitter, you'd think Caleb Williams in his rookie season threw for like 6 touchdowns and 37 interceptions.
No, he threw for like 3,220 and 6.
Yeah, exactly. It was a pretty good season. Yeah, so I, at least in all intents and purposes with the sack numbers and everything. Yeah, this is training camp season, right? You can believe whatever you want to believe, right? Mm-hmm. You can just kind of reinforce whatever thoughts you have with a video here or a random tweet here and kind of not really be held to any sort of objectivity because we don't have any quite yet. So
right. It
is what it is. It's all up in the air with Caleb Williams. Thursday and Friday had great days in practice. It was crickets on Twitter, of course, over the weekend. The family game happens and there's some bad throws and all the stats come out and it is just viral as it could be. So yeah,
I think, first of all, anybody keeping stats in training camp and what quarterbacks are doing, you're a loser. really are. Seriously, training camp and you're keeping stats. Oh, he was 5 of 13 with it. Hold on
idiot.
A second. I mean, like, what are you doing? Like, get a life. Seriously, like, you know, date. I mean, instead of sitting there keeping track of, you know, people's stats and training camp, for God's sake.
Right,
I mean, like, well, he was 5 of 13 for 114 yards, a touchdown, and 3 interceptions. Who the hell cares, right?
Like, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Big deal if Caleb Williams is doing that out there. But I mean, he's not going to get a fair shake. And part of the reason is, as well, he's a victim of circumstance. Whoever the Chicago Bears have their quarterback will always be compared to Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what they do. They will always be compared to Patrick Mahomes because people believe that the Bears swung and missed by drafting Mitchell Trubisky. And every quarterback since then is playing for the ills of the former general manager who drafted Mitchell Trubisky and brought him into the NFL ahead of Patrick Mahomes. But again, not a lot of people were high on Patrick Mahomes coming out of the draft. And so Caleb Williams cannot be constantly compared to Patrick Mahomes and everybody looking at what Patrick's doing and then comparing that to Caleb, because that's what's happening in Chicago right now.
It's going to be really tough when he's 3-4 to start at the seven games.
Yeah, they have a tough start.
Because they go Minnesota, Detroit, home against Minnesota. That's a 7-15 game.
That'll be a great game.
And then at Detroit, home against Dallas, home or at Vegas. Then they have their bye week in week five. We always hate the week five bye week.
Week five bye does suck. Yeah, it's too early.
If you have a week five bye week, you should have definitely a bye week later on in the season.
Yeah, you should absolutely be gifted that.
Yeah.
Then you have at Commanders, home against the Saints, and at the Ravens.
It's another Commanders game. It's a rematch, that Hail Mary that Jaden Daniels had. Yeah, the Bears lost every game after that Hail Mary game, by the way.
Did they really?
Yep.
Every single one?
Yep. Week seven. It was like week seven or something. It wasn't that late in the
season. Probably cost the coach his job.
No, that was Thanksgiving.
That was Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh, different week that cost that coach
his
job.
That was 2 weeks later.
But that guy was a buffoon anyway. Never should have been in there. But you know, I do feel bad for Caleb Williams. It's like, you know, we talked about it before the Chiefs and Royals started to win. Like, every team was playing for the ills of everything that happened before them. And we were basing everything off of these teams that lost. And like, these guys have nothing to do with this. Caleb Williams has nothing to do with the fact that they didn't draft Patrick Mahomes, and you know, he had to be the replacement to the guy they drafted before Patrick Mahomes. It's not up to him, but JJ McCarthy's changing the world up there in Minnesota. I mean, people are in love with what he's doing right now, and I get excited when I watch him play, because it just continues to raise the level of Kevin O'Connell. But again, we'll see it when it's out there in game situation. All of this stuff in training camp, man, mistakes are good in training camp. Aaron Rodgers said it. Jackson Dart said it a couple weeks ago. Coaches say it all the time. Mistakes are good. Like, they'd rather see Josh Simmons mess up in training camp than knock it out of the park, because you can teach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When guys make mistakes, those are great teaching moments. When things work and they do it wrong, it's hard to teach. But when they make mistakes, then you can say, okay, this is how we're going to do it. So when these guys fail, it's better for them. Caleb Williams is probably learning a lot, and it's a new offense, too. I'm not a Caleb Williams fan, but I feel like I'm a Caleb Williams defender. This guy doesn't have a fair shake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.